News on MissouriNet. I'm Bill Wise. An investigation is underway after police had to control a situation with inmates rioting at the St. Louis Justice Center in downtown St. Louis last night. That riot broke out at about 8:45 p.m. on the third floor. Police say about 60 inmates busted windows, set fire, and threw things to the ground. The inmates were screaming out the window about air, water, and food. At about 10:15 p.m., officers were able to clear inmates from the windows and push back the crowd. Missouri children attending daycares, K-12 public schools, or college might not be required to get vaccinated against certain illnesses if they have a conscientious belief opposing the immunizations. Lebanon State Representative Susie Pollock is proposing the change for vaccinations against polio, rubella, mumps, tetanus, whooping cough, hepatitis B, and others. Her bill would also mean the state's roughly 120,000 K-12 private school students would not have to get those vaccinations. Linda Newman with the Missouri Association of School Nurses cites a study saying about 40% of parents against vaccinations oppose them for philosophical reasons, and another 60% oppose them due to inconvenience.
We understand that there are truly religious exemptions, but we also understand that not having your child immunized just because it's an inconvenience leads to a bigger population that's not immunized, and we start losing herd immunity. And we know that herd immunity works.
Protecting Missouri utility ratepayers is the top and only priority right now for a former state lawmaker who's been appointed to the Missouri Public Service Commission, former Odessa State Representative Glenn Kolkmeyer, who served in the House from 2013 to 2020 as a former Missouri Propane Gas Association president.
Honestly, I don't know that I have any big priorities other than just protecting the citizens of Missouri with the utilities. That's really my one and only goal and focus.
Governor Parson has appointed Kolkmeyer to the PSC. Missouri's senior senator mourning the loss of the U.S. Capitol officer killed in the line of duty on Friday. MissouriNet's Brent Palm reports Senator Roy Blunt addressed the issue on both ABC's This Week and Fox News Sunday.
Blunt said in a statement that Officer William Evans lost his life bravely protecting others in and around the U.S. Capitol. Evans died and another officer was hurt after a suspect rammed a car through a Capitol barricade. On ABC's This Week, Blunt said he still opposes a permanent fence around the Capitol complex.
I think the permanent fencing should come down. I don't think it does the job. In fact, the fencing was right there when the car drove through.
Brent Palm, MissouriNet.
Highway Patrol says a 15-year-old boy died Friday night after drowning in a private pond in Polk County. The patrol did not identify the victim, but says a boy from Halfway, Missouri, died in a private pond near Pleasant Hope in southwestern Missouri. Investigators say the victim fell overboard into the pond and yelled for help, but did not resurface. This is news on MissouriNet.